The Supreme Court today heard arguments over the constitutionality of California's three-strikes sentencing law. One of the cases heard by the court involves a man who faces 50 years in prison for shoplifting children's video cassettes worth about $150. The three-strikes law was passed in 1994 following the kidnapping and murder of 12-year-old Polly Kloss by a repeat offender. State officials claim it has lowered crime rates and taken career criminals off the streets. Joining us to talk about this morning's arguments is David Savage, Supreme Court reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. David Savage, summarize the case of Leandro Andrade, who was convicted of shoplifting the video cassettes, and the case of Gary Ewing, a similar case brought before the court today.
Well, Andrade was apparently a heroin addict who had a string of thefts, not violent crimes, but in the early 80s, he had two home burglaries on his record. In November of 95, two different weeks, he went to a Kmart and stole a couple videotapes, tucked them into his pants, and got caught on the way out. So he was charged with shoplifting. But as he was about to be sentenced, the prosecutor said, this fella has a lot of crimes on his record, including these two home burglaries. We're going to sentence him under California's three strikes, you're out law. And he got 50 years in prison, so he will be eligible to leave prison when he's 87 years old. The court took up a second case of a fellow named Gary Ewing who tried to walk out of a golf course in the Los Angeles area with three Callaway drivers tucked into his pants. And like Andrade, he didn't get far. He was picked up in the parking lot. The prosecutor said this fellow has a whole string of crimes on his record, and he got a 25-year-to-life sentence. The court took up the question to decide, is it ever cruel and unusual punishment to impose, in this case, a 50-year sentence for stealing a few videotapes? It's not a true challenge to the law. That is, nobody disputes the fact that if you have a guy who commits a couple rapes or a couple murders, or like Richard Allen Davis, kidnapping of a child, no one disputes that the state can sentence that person to life. The question is whether it's cruel and unusual punishment to impose such a harsh sentence for what seems to be a rather minor crime.
And I understand that Douglas Danzig, a deputy attorney general for California, defended these sentences. What did he have to say?
Well, a couple of things. That California doesn't really believe that much in rehabilitation anymore, that the state really wants to get repeat offenders off the street. And Justice Scalia picked up on that point and said this is precisely the kind of person the people of California had in mind. He's a guy who commits one offense after another. He gets caught and he goes back and commits another offense. So the state's argument is we actually want to fill up the prisons with these repeat criminals, even if they don't seem like they're that violent or dangerous, perhaps, to other people.
Any other interesting questions or comments from the justices?
Well, I was surprised that there appear to be seven justices who were supportive of the law on different grounds. I think Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Scalia basically say there's nothing that's really cruel and unusual as far as sentencing somebody to prison. I mean, you're not torturing them or sentencing them to hard labor. Some of the justices basically take the view that we're going to defer to the legislature, and I think the vast majority of the justices seem to say, this is not our call, in part because if we start down that road, we almost have to reconsider, there are hundreds of these cases.
So you're suggesting it isn't likely the court is going to interfere with California's right to set its own sentencing guidelines?
I think that's right. I don't think they're going to prevail. I think the court, by a fairly large majority, is going to say this is up to the state of California.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, John.
David Savage covers the Supreme Court for the Los Angeles Times. A ruling on these cases is not expected until next year.